I tend to make films where I want to find strong main characters and go deep, as opposed to telling a story of a whole village or a whole society and go wide. So in my mind, in my kind of fantasy mind's eye, I thought I would love to be able to find villagers are affected and perhaps even tell the story through the eyes of a child or a teenager. And it wasn't until we arrived in the village of Precrucet. It was an incredibly beautiful village. So beautiful, and yet was so blighted by the well water. The wells had been dug deep and near the arsenic deposits, and people were very visibly sick from arsenic poisoning. And through the interpreter, started talking to villagers, and I kept asking, who else can I speak to? Are there any children? And then one woman said to me, my nephew. And when Vin appeared, I knew instantly I could focus the whole film around him and really tell the larger story of arsenic through his eyes.
How does Vin cope with arsenic poisoning on a daily basis?
Well, the good news is he's better now than he appears to be in the film. He's gotten stronger. Arsenic never leaves your system, and the deleterious effects on your body do remain. So it's not anything you can get rid of. But you can, at least through drinking clean water moving forward and eating as balanced as a diet as possible, which is very, very difficult, obviously, for many rural Cambodians, you can at least gain some strength. And with Vin, his body was so beaten down. He had worms in his lungs. It was hard for him to breathe. He had a bad cough. And once he got on medicine for that, then he felt stronger and had a better appetite as well. But it is an ongoing struggle for millions of people throughout Southeast Asia, particularly in Cambodia and Bangladesh.
How do Vin and his father get along as fellow sufferers with such dire consequences awaiting them?
My experience of Vin's father was that he was very sad and quite depressed, and that it was very, very difficult for him to see his village sick and particularly his child sick. There was a dark cloud over the village and over his father, and I think it was very, very sad for his father to turn and see Vin, particularly when Vin was struggling to breathe and was coughing heavily.
After it was all over, what was Vin's reaction to the film?
He loved it. We screened it. He was so proud of being in the karaoke video, and that was a really, really fun and big shoot that we did at the end. I think about Vin and his family, his siblings, and some of the other kids in the village every day. Honestly, it was such a sweet time for me and for my crew, too.
Looking back now, how did the filming affect you?
It was one of the rare times in my career where I was able to make a film kind of for me and to really tell a story the way that I wanted to tell a story that was kind of fictionalized and proactive as opposed to reactive. And that has helped me think about storytelling in a more visual way. Cambodia is inside me now, and I feel like it's the place I think about the most when I'm not thinking about my present moment and my present work.